podcast series. My name is Bill Paravano, the Knee Pain Guru, and today's podcast is titled Knee Treatment for Torn Meniscus. And I got a question here from Ann that says, I have torn meniscus in my right knee. It is painful. Sitting and lying is not a problem, but when I get up to walk, it's painful, even after sleeping. It becomes painful when I get out of bed to walk. The doctor says I can do surgery, but there is no guarantee the pain will stop. On hearing that, I am indecisive. Well, this is a really great question, actually. Ann is in kind of the proverbial expression, what came first, the chicken or the egg? The knee pain or the torn meniscus, or the torn meniscus or the knee pain? It's one of those situations that it's important to understand that this is why doctors are incredibly valuable, because they're going to see that something is torn inside of the knee. And from the perspective that Ann is looking at, without the knee surgery, odds are her knee pain will continue. If she gets the knee surgery, there's a chance the knee will still be swollen and painful and uncomfortable and all of that. However, now it gives a good foundation for her to work with that will allow her knee to heal. And this is very important. This is why Western medicine is incredibly important when something is broken or torn. They need to get in there and clean up the meniscus, because that is... if it's floating around there, it catches on the nerves, it causes tension in a certain way in the knee, that will cause more pain. Now, from my perspective, how I would work with someone like Ann would be, Ann, let's get the surgery. Go to your doctor. The doctor is suggesting surgery. Make sure you get that cleaned out. That's really important. Get they call it the keyhole surgery or the arthroscopic surgery. It'll clean out whatever is floating around in the knee. If the meniscus needs to be trimmed off, then they can do so. And that's going to make sure there's going to be nothing continuing to give problems as far as the meniscus goes. Then what I would suggest, and even simultaneously, that we would begin working together or get in and work with my home study course so you can begin to change the water and the nutrition to set up that foundation so after the surgery, the body can heal itself as fast as it possibly can. That is enormous in terms of how the body is going to be able to heal, is by looking at the water and the nutrition first. When the water and the nutrition is tweaked up, it's like you got tweaked in, you have great opportunity for the body to heal very fast. It reduces inflammation. It optimizes the body to repair the damaged cells, the scars from the surgery. All of that need to be repaired. Your body also needs to clean out the anesthesia that was from the surgery. It need, you know, the drugs that were administered during the surgery. All of that needs to be addressed by the water and the nutrition. There's some other things supplementally that you can take that will draw those toxins out of the body quicker. And what's really important is that the diet is cleaned up properly, so you're not putting in more toxic things. And when you put in more toxic things, things that create an acidic state, I talk about the anti-nutrients that some foods have that can cause further problems. You want to remove those from the diet. Foods that create inflammation in your guts, in your belly. Foods that create gut permeability, which means it's like holes in your guts. It eats holes in your guts, causing the essentially waste to leak out into your system. Now, when it's leaking out when the stuff from your intestines is leaking out into your system and your body's trying to heal from a knee surgery, it's going to take that much longer because now it has to do double duty. So the water or the food and all of that is crucial to cleaning all of that up. The next piece we would look at after the surgery is stretching exercises and breathing exercises to help address the tension that's created by the pain, by the discomfort, by the swelling, by the interference on the nervous system. How your nervous system is what is sending a signal to your brain that you have pain. So by addressing that, getting some good breathing exercises, that's going to relax the tension in your body. That's going to relax the tension in your nervous system. And when it relaxes tension, when you're less stressed, there's more space for the nerves. You also, it has to do with your brain state. And you can actually begin to shift your brain state with breathing that will allow it to heal faster. This is scientifically measured, that when you're in a very erratic, tense type of brain state, it takes longer for your body to heal itself. You can control this through breathing, allowing it to relax, let down, and let loose. So that's very important as far as the breathing and the proper breathing that I talk about in my virtual clinic. So looking at breathing as well as getting into stretching, specific stretching exercises that helps increase blood flow in the joint. And when the joint hurts, when it's swollen, it's tensing up real tight, kind of like when you clench your fists. And then the idea is you want to relax the tension in the knee joint to allow the space to happen. And like when you unclench your fists, you see the hands turning from white to a pink color. And that is when the blood and the oxygen is now flowing into the hands where before it was too tense for it to do so. So this is important as well. That's what you would be looking at post-surgery, after surgery, being able to relax that tension through specific stretching exercises. And then the type of stretching that I'm talking about is what I refer to as passive stretching. And we would work with specific points in the knee that hurt, that are causing problems, possibly from where the meniscus was torn, possibly from where they went in to do the surgery. All of those things can be addressed to begin to get the tissue, the skin, the muscle, all of that around the knee, and more importantly, some of the fascia and some other things closer to your knee that can be uncomfortable. The tendons and ligaments are especially important. They can become very tender. So we want to relax those tension in those specific areas to allow the knee to relax, the knee to let down, let loose. And once again, this ties in to the ability of your body to heal faster from creating more space towards because you're shifting that tension in your nervous system. So that's what we would look at as far as, we're looking at water, we're looking at nutrition, we're looking at stretching, and we're looking at breathing so far. And then once after the surgery and you got the green light from the doctor to be able to resume normal activities, to be able to do what you would normally do, possibly with a knee brace on, then we would get into the strengthening exercises. Strengthening the tendons and ligaments specifically in the joint. Because in order for the meniscus to tear, the bones between the relationship of the bones between the upper leg and the lower leg had to shift slightly. And when they shift, it goes over the edge of the meniscus and can cause it to rip or tear. So that's what's so crucial and so important as we're working with the building stability into the joint. We have to build the strength in the tendons and ligaments back up. Once the tendons and ligaments are strong again, now the joint is going to hold stable, going to hold real solid and firm in place, and you're going to feel that confidence when you walk. You're going to feel the difference. And what's most important is we're setting up those conditions that making you getting out of knee pain inevitable, making your walk, your gait, how your knee feels, you want it to feel like normal again. And being able to do so is so crucial and so important. So, and this was a great question, and it opened up a great topic to understand the difference between knee surgery and knee pain. They're not always the same. Sometimes the knee surgery can get rid of the knee pain, however, not always. And it's important to differentiate between the two. And I'm glad to see that your doctor is being straightforward with you and saying that, well, the surgery may not resolve the knee pain. And that's where I believe it's important to understand the limitations of Western medicine as also alternative types of therapies, that they can work together and in conjunction so you can get back into your life and enjoy what you want to do, spending time with family and friends and playing sports and going hiking and doing all of those things that with knee pain just is impossible. Because you don't feel like doing a thing. So, well, thank you so much for listening, for being on the call today. I appreciate it very much for an opportunity to share this information. And I will see you next time. First of all, I do want to let anyone know that if they are interested on doing some more research for getting rid of knee pain, I would go to thekneepainguru.com. And on that page, you have the opportunity to put in your first name and email address, and I will send you a free report that covers the five topics that I was just talking about: the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. On the other side of that, other side of that opt-in box, there is also opportunity to get a copy of my ebook, and that is a phenomenal opportunity to get the exercises that will build the strength in the tendons and ligaments in your knee joint. That's the exercises I use to help both myself as well as countless others over the past 10 or so years get themselves out of chronic knee pain. So go ahead and check that out, thekneepainguru.com. I appreciate you very much for listening, and I will speak with you next time.